All right, I am really, really excited to argue with Rob about this, actually. I'm very, very thrilled to argue with you about this. So we had talked about this a couple of days ago, that there was a list on The Athletic where they were going through the 25 best players of the last 25 years in college football. Well, I didn't know that they were doing a series this week. So they have done a bunch of these very similar kind of lists over the last 25 years. So they did the 25 best games of the last 25 years, the 25 best coaches, etc. You guys get the point I'm making. They released their top 25 programs of the last 25 years. Let's argue. Rob, number 10, Florida. Number 9, Texas. Number 8, USC. Number 7, Oregon. Number 6, Clemson. Number 5, LSU. Number 4, Georgia. Number 3, Oklahoma. Number 2, Alabama. And number 1, The Ohio State University. Those are the top 10 programs in college football since 2000. No Missouri on this list. No KU on this list. No K-State on this list, if you were wondering. All right, Rob, let's move on. Clemson should be in the top 5. Clemson at one point was neck and neck with Alabama as the top program in college football. If you can argue at one point that you were at the mountaintop, and I think pretty clearly the best college football program in the country with multiple chips, I think that puts you in the top 5. Why is Oklahoma on this list? Oklahoma has been great, consistent. Don't get me wrong. Oklahoma has been one of the 3 best programs in college football over the last 25 years. Absolutely not. Oklahoma's been better than Georgia. Oklahoma, no. They've won championship in the last 25 years. No, no, no. Clemson should be in the top 5. I think Oregon's a little too high up on this list. Those are the 2 teams that I would, now looking at the list, I'd kick out of the top 10. You can't have no championships over the last 25 years and tell me that you're in the top 10.
I mean, Texas feels like a little bit high in that regard too. Texas has 1 national title, which is the same as Oklahoma in that same window. Like that feels a little bit high, but yeah, Clemson should be 3. Honestly, I would have Clemson at 2. Like I would have Bama at 1. I wouldn't have Ohio State at 1. I'd have Bama at 1. I'd have Clemson at 2, Georgia 3, Ohio State 4. Ohio State has 3 national titles in that window, but they also got 1 year where they weren't allowed to compete because they were on penalty from the NCAA. Bama's been the best program over 25 years. They just have been. I don't have to like it, but Bama has been the best 25-year program. They should be 1 ahead of Ohio State.
All right, this is why I would argue a little bit, and I don't think you're being fair. I do think you have to acknowledge the time before Dabo got there, and that time is also in the 2000s. So we can't...
That counts for Georgia, too, because Mark Richt didn't hit the ground running.
I'm with you, but I can't remove the fact that... I can't remove the Tommy Bowden years. Those years happened. Ohio State has never had those years. Ohio State is the most consistent program in all of American sports. You can't think of times where Ohio State's been down. They're always good. They're always in the mix. They always got a chance to win the national championship. So I don't have a problem with Ohio State being in the conversation. I'm with you. I would put Alabama number 1 on this list if I was making the list. I probably honestly would put Clemson 2, and then I would put Ohio State number 3 on this list. I don't really have an issue with Georgia being 4. I'd probably swap them with LSU, but I think we're kind of parsing here a little bit. I'm with you. I think Texas is a little too high up on this list. USC is a very interesting case because when USC was hot, they were as hot as anybody. But it feels like USC's been cold now for, what, a decade? Like, we're giving a lot of praise to those 4 or 5 years with Pete Carroll and not the 15 years since Reggie Bush left USC. I think that's a really, really interesting argument with them. I think you and I are the same place at Texas. Texas has not been one of the 10 best programs in college football the last 25 years.
Also, and this is going to sound weird coming from me, K-State's not in the top 25? I'm not saying they should be two.
I mean, I can keep
K-State should be in the top 25. K-State has multiple Big 12 titles.
I don't know if you could put them over some of these other teams.
Give me 20 through 25 because that's where they should fall in. Give me the bottom of the list.
Boise State.
Okay, that's fine.
Boise State has been better than K-State.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
Oklahoma State.
I would take K-State or Oklahoma State.
Utah.
K-State has more Big 12 titles than Oklahoma State in that timeline.
Okay, I mean, I'm not fighting you on that.
Utah. Yeah, that's fine.
Utah's been better than K-State during this time.
Not fighting
you
in Utah.
Iowa
feels low, but yeah, Iowa's been better than K-State.
Washington should be ahead of K-State.
What? You talk about, there were some thin years at Washington.
There were some thin K-State years, too.
I bet the thinnest K-State was better than the thinnest Washington. Because you're talking about in 2000s, right in the height of Snyder 1.0. That times were good in Snyder 1.0.
Washington's 24, and they got Michigan State at 25.
I'd also take K-State over Michigan State.
I'd have to really go back and look at Michigan State's years. I'd have to really, really go back.
I know they made
back.
A playoff, which probably affects the calculus, but Michigan State's never won the Big Ten.
How many great K-State years are we talking about since 2000?
Five really good ones.
I'm talking about great. I know they've had some very good years. Last year was a good year, but not one of these kind of years.
Three great ones. 2003, when they throttled Oklahoma in the Big 12 title game.
The Darren Sproles year.
2012, where they were one win away from playing the national title
game. And then
a
couple years ago when they won the Big 12 and they lost to Alabama in the Sugar Bowl.
The Will Howard, Deuce Vaughn. Those are the three great teams.
Three great years get you in the top 25? Of the last 25 years on this list?
How many great years has Michigan State
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I don't know why Michigan State's on this list. I don't know why they're on this list. I don't know if Michigan State's been that much better than Missouri over the last 25 years.
Yeah, Michigan State.
Where it's been like overwhelming that Michigan State's been better than Missouri.
I would take Missouri or Michigan State too. Michigan State feels like they just kind of let's pick a team.
Man, someone asked where's Michigan. Michigan is actually 11 on this list. Florida State is 12. Notre Dame is 13. Has Texas been better than Notre Dame over the last 25 years?
The Vince Young title does have to carry some weight.
Yeah, but the thing about Notre Dame is they're always around the championship. They might not be in it. They're usually around the championship. Miami was 14, Auburn at 15. That one year for Auburn is doing a whole lot of work over the last 25.
They went back to a national title game. Remember that I'm not even trying to pour salt in the wound. They won an SEC title over a team and then played Florida State in the national title game.
Yeah, no, that was a little nasty work.
There was no reason for that.
Especially when I haven't thrown any shade at KU. If they did bottom 25 programs since 2000, KU might be on this list, but I didn't throw any shade. I saw it. I saw evil intention in your eye. And there was no, you and I bonded during that segment. There was no reason to do that. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.